Cinco de Drinko. Can't wait. Love me a margarita.
You are now tuned in to Two Guys, One Beaker.
One shot, two shot, three shot, four. Start a little trouble, we kick them out the door. Five shot, six shot, seven shot, eight. Everybody feeling great, and it's getting kind of late. These are tales from the bar, tales from the bar. Tales from the bar, tales from the bar. 10 shot, 11 too far. Now it's last call, everybody out, y'all.
Or if we've kicked you out in the past, this is a whole nother topic. But if we've kicked you out in the past and told you do not come back here ever, and you wait a little bit and then come back, and the new guy at the door doesn't know, but the rest of us do, and go, hey, man, you need to leave.
Just leave.
And your response is, but it's been a couple months.
I've talked.
We don't want you to come back.
But oh, I talked to Lisa.
I've talked to your boss. Okay, but she hasn't talked to us, so it's not relevant yet.
I like the one where I get, well, I know the owner, but this
me
is
fucking
the,
too.
But this is the prior owner before it changed in before COVID.
So I know Craig. Craig doesn't own the bar. He hasn't owned the bar in years. Yeah, but he'll let me in. It's like
he doesn't work here.
His opinion doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
But I know the owner. Yeah, he signs my check. I like the ones that we don't let in. Well, I know Alex. I know Paulina. If you name drop, you're automatically not getting in.
I don't care.
Or if my friend who works at another bar is like, hey, I'm coming to talk to your boss, I would let you guys know. So let's say there's a line, or say she doesn't have her ID because she's currently working and doesn't need it, you would at least know. So if someone shows up at the door and goes, hey, Phil might have told you. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I would only, and those are very specific circumstances. If you just walk in and go, oh, I know Phil, I'm coming in. Say, who the fuck? Who's Phil? We don't have a Phil here. It's like, I went to high school with him. He works here. I saw him last week. Said, nope.
Wrong bar.
Wrong bar.
You were so drunk, you're at another bar.
If you don't have an ID, you're at a wrong bar.
And don't try and sneak in the back door. If you don't have an ID and we tell you you can't, don't have your buddies go to the back door and try and let you in.
So it's
we have one of us standing there.
You have to. As a commercial property, you have to have two means of egress, right? You have to be able to get out two different ways. We have three: the front door, the front
side door,
front side door, and then the back door. And
back door.
The front side door is locked always
at night.
Oh, always the front side.
Oh, the front side door. Yes, yeah.
Side door is locked always. You can go out it. You can't come back in.
It's an exit only.
The back door we lock at 9 o'clock, and the front door is obviously open. And until 12:25, where we lock that so you can't come in, but you can still go out. Don't try to come in one of the closed doors at night, because we have a guy there.
You're going to get caught.
And if you come to the front door and you're like, oh, man, I don't have my ID, but you guys know me. Nope. No, we don't. And if you try to sneak in the back door, you and whomever let you in
is gone. No question.
You're not coming back that night because, no, we gave you specific instructions. I think she's talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What is this? So last night was ridiculous coming in. Okay, cool. I don't have to worry about that now. But we, again, so that's the group chat. We talk to each other, even our boss. So it's our boss and then the boys. There's what, 11 of us?
I think there's 10 plus her in the chat.
There's 11 plus her in the chat.
So that's 12.
Because it doesn't count you on the iPhone. So there's 11 bouncers plus Lisa.
Why doesn't it count me?
Because it doesn't need to count you.
Why?
Because.
So then your phone sucks.
Go ahead and count the people in the group chat. Don't forget to add yourself.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying your phone didn't count me.
No.
Your phone doesn't count yourself.
My phone doesn't count me.
That, now you're making sense. Drink more.
Mitch has an Android. It might count him. I don't care.
And only him.
Android is inferior.
It's inferior.
But that's not what we're here for.
We're always here for that.
We're always here for that. There's like four of you, 17 of us.
You pay more for old Samsung tech. Congratulations.
Yep.
I don't pay more. It's paid off.
No, but you did pay more.
Mm.
For technology that's at least 3 years old.
This was on a deal. It was pretty free.
Anyway.
What we're talking about?
Bar etiquette.
Bar etiquette.
Which, again, we had so many topics for when we weren't doing this. And now
as soon as that record button hit.
Hit record, it's game, set, match.
It's like, fuck.
Because the notebook's on the floor and Phil doesn't want to get up.
There's nothing in the notebook. The bar etiquette we just have is a tab, right? There's no bullet points.
We might have to redo the bar etiquette episode.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
It's going to be pretty choppy, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're all over the place.
All over the place. That's fun.
Oh, that's the point. Bar etiquette. Don't dance on the bar or the chairs. Don't fucking do it. No, you cannot dance on the bar. You cannot stand up in your chair.
5 years ago, you would have been able to dance on the bar and nobody would have said anything. There's a different management, different system, different atmosphere 5 years ago. If you try to get up on the bar, we will get you off the bar. And if you refuse to get down by yourself, you will then be leaving the bar.
You will be powerbombed.
If you climb up on a chair, we're going to tell you to sit down or get off the chair. And if you're like, I'm just looking for someone. Sorry. No.
Get taller.
Yes.
Joe.
You can't get up on the chair. You can't get up on the bar. Don't get on a table, which most of the tables are out of the way. Don't get up on the table. And if we tell you to get down, don't. No, it's okay. No, it's not okay. We're telling you. You don't get to tell us what is and isn't okay. If we go to kick you out of the bar, you don't get to tell us, no, you're not leaving.
And you don't get to tell us who to kick out of the bar.
And you don't get to come up and be like, that guy's weird. Kick him out. Well, what did he do?
He just looks weird.
He looks funny.
He smells. Bar to get deodorant.
Honestly, if you smell funny, I might
kick you out.
I might humor the idea. We have people come in whose names I know who smell, and I don't know how to break it to them that they smell. We had a buddy of mine came in last night. I think it was last night. His hands were filthy because he's a diesel mechanic. He just came in.
Wash. Oh, that guy the other night?
Yeah. No, I know him. I like him. He offered to help me with a Bronco, but like, wash your fucking hands.
Right.
I've been a mechanic. I know that will leave handprints everywhere. My apartment I live in now, I lived in 5 years ago. There are still handprints from when I lived there the first time because they don't wash off. You know how hard it is to get oil stains that are cemented in?
Yeah, it's tough.
It sucks. Cheers.
Bar etiquette. Don't throw things. Don't throw ice out of your cup. Don't throw sweatshirts. Don't throw
coasters. Don't throw glasses. If you throw a bottle, I'm dragging you out.
No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Don't be a dick. Just.
They don't pay us to babysit. They pay us to make sure the bar is safe. They don't pay us to babysit. If we kick you out and you call your parents and your parents call the bar, that's my favorite.
I think we had a good run of that, like a couple weeks straight. Everyone was calling their mommy and dad. They threw me out of the bar. Well, we threw you out of the bar for a fucking reason.
Two guys went into a bathroom. This probably doesn't cover under our greatest hits because there was no physical, but two guys go into a bathroom together, single occupancy bathroom. One, you open the bathroom door. There's a toilet and a sink, and two guys go in. They're blowing each other, something, either each other or drugs.
Right.
And we kick this dude out for it. 11 something. He calls at 1 o'clock to complain. And our boss says the same thing. You went to a bathroom with another man. It's a single occupancy stall. There's signs on the door. The bouncers told you to stop. You gave him an attitude. You got kicked out. Sucks to suck. 5 minutes later, the phone rings. It's the kid's mother. My son got kicked out of the bar. He said there was a fight. He wasn't involved, but he got dragged out instead. So our boss goes, oh, no, no, ma'am. Your son was in the bathroom, a single occupancy bathroom with another man. And generally when they do that, they're blowing something, either each other or drugs. So you might want to have a talk with your son. And the mother apologized and hung up. But it was a solid month. We'd kick somebody out and their parents would call. Your parents aren't going to help you.
Daddy. My daddy's a lawyer. I don't.
Or we go to kick you out for being an asshole. Do you know who I am? I don't care. Well, my daddy will buy this place.
I
see the for sale sign on the front door.
I spend a lot of money here.
No, you don't. I don't care. I work here 2 days a week, generally. I make a couple hundred doing my thing. And I spend it all and then some on Sunday morning for brunch.
Give it all back.
I give it all back.
I don't even know why they give you a paycheck.
Listen, I should just get Sundays for free. I'd save.
Saying.
I would save money if they gave me Sundays free.
Oh, I got a good story about fake IDs. It just clicked because I'm old.
Okay.
So
start talking.
I carded this kid. This is back when we had a detail. And Officer. Kid's ID was fake. Ran it. Officer's like, let me see that ID. It was the son of a cop.
No.
Yeah. Oh. So the officer called the other officer. That kid probably still can't sit down to this day.
He walked in. Daddy had a belt. Boy, I says, boy,
don't be stupid.
Just don't be stupid. If you come out to a bar and you want to be stupid,
you're going to find out.
Stupid is what stupid does.
That's how it said.
And if you do stupid, we gonna give you stupid. If you want to get into a fight at the bar, you're gonna leave. Assuming that it's an actual, not just a verbal fight, like a physical fight.
Physical encounter of the one.
Unless we've witnessed the fight and saw that you threw a punch at a person who was not trying to fight, who then proceeded to not fight, you're leaving. You're leaving anyway for fighting.
Well, 100%.
100% you're leaving. And if the other person also partook in physical altercations, that person is leaving. And we'll throw you out different doors. That's going to happen.
You guys can go meet in the parking lot if you want, yeah. But you're going to vacate separately.
So what happens outside is not our problem.
And retaliation always gets caught.
Always.
Always. Well, he threw the first punch. I didn't see it. You got to go. You threw a punch. I saw it.
I can watch the camera, but when I looked over, you two were blow for blow. And you're leaving.
Or I looked over and you were just throwing haymakers at him and he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. Retaliation. And that goes for women. No, that goes for women. You can't just say it's men anymore.
Nope. Because
women will come in. We call it, it's a separate topic for later, but we call it liquor balls. You get a couple drinks in you, now you want to throw hands.
He's with my ex-man.
She's talking to the mans I was talking to way back when, and I don't care. This sounds like high school drama. I am old. You're old enough to drink. Grow up. I don't want to hear it. I do want to hear it. I am the gossip queen.
No,
I
love shit, you're not.
Love me that.
Something pops in the group chat and you weren't working on it before.
Where's the video? I need a video. I need the explanation. I need the top.
You're worse than a fucking high school chick.
Shoot, mean girls. Right? I got my burn book. I'm ready to go. I need the gossip. Give me the tea.
Hey, don't.
But it's me. I don't care.
Don't steal toilet paper out of the bathroom.
If you steal toilet paper out of the bathroom, it is not
full rolls.
Is not full COVID. Right? You can go to the store and buy it. And I know exactly who it was.
So do I.
It's my cousin's ex-girlfriend.
I know. Twice, I think she did it.
Two or three times. She's gone into the girls' room and walked out. And we don't have toilet paper rolls, right?
They're rolls.
And she's trying to sneak out. And it's like, what are you doing? A, I know you, sort of. B, you're with somebody I've known basically his entire life. It's my cousin. He's younger than me. I've known him since... He's my second cousin.
But he's still... In your family tree.
His family, and I see him from time to time, and you're walking out with a full-ass roll of toilet. Like, I'll steal toilet paper from my day job, because we have rolls.
Actual rolls.
Not industrial.
Not tires.
One-ply tires.
One-ply, which you use more of anyway. Because it's one-ply.
I said I'm picking that up.
What'd you drop?
I dropped my jewel. Because I'm an adult.
They finally dropped?
Shut up. I said my jewel, not my jewels. But this... There's things you do and there's things you don't do at a bar. Do we want to rope in DJ etiquette with bar etiquette? Or do we want to keep that a separate topic?
I think that should be a separate topic.
All right.
But I mean...
Don't try to have sex in the bathroom.
Or the dry storage. Jeff. Or the
dry storage.
Yeah.
If you're...
Don't get fingered at the bar.
He was here. He was drinking. He was making out with this less than attractive female. And he tried to take her into the back room. And his buddy slash bartender walked over and goes, "What are you doing?" No. And separated them. You come to a bar. It's not your bedroom. It's not your house. You respect our rules. All right. So men go to the men's room. Women go to the women's room.
Do they? That's another topic we're going to get in a minute.
Listen, the whole trans thing gets...
No, I'm not even going on trans thing. I'm just going on women trying to use the men's room just because.
No. So women use the women's room. And if a woman walks into the men's room upstairs, we will kick you out. Like, somebody's going to see it. And we're going to tell you to leave. And if you give us an attitude, you walked into a bathroom with a urinal. You're not using a urinal. And if you walk in and go, "Oh, I had no idea," there's a fucking urinal.
There's a sign.
There's a sign on the door that says men. And then there's a sign on that door that says women. And if you go in by yourself and you try to use the bathroom and you have your friend standing in front of the door like, "Oh, no, you can't go in there." It's like, "Oh, no, princess, I work here. I can go wherever I want."
Yeah.
I won't go into the women's room without a female employee telling me it's safe. True. I will respect that. But as a man, I will go into the men's room when I want. And if there's a female in there doing literally anything at all, you're going to leave.
And if you
at least the bathroom, if I walk in there and go, "Hey man, you can't use this bathroom." And they go, "Well, I didn't know where the woman's room is." I will point you in the right direction. You can go use that one. If you give me an attitude, bye-bye. Now you're going to leave and you have to pee.
And no, you cannot pee on your way out unless you're peeing yourself.
No, you are leaving. Unless you're peeing as you walk out, you're not using the bathroom anymore.
Pee-pee pants.
And I'm not generally one. If I walk in and you give me an attitude, yes, I will kick you out for it. But if you're like, "I've just really had to pee," great. go to this room. I'll get you through the crowd. But you're not using this one. Well, why not? Well, there's so many reasons why not. I shouldn't have to explain to you why women can't be using the men's room.
True.
For the same reason, men can't be using the women's room. And we've had a guy walk in, take a piss, and come out and be like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. It's like, well, now you're leaving the bar. So if you've been like, oh, sorry, I just really had to pee. If you've already come and gone before we had a chance to get you out, sorry, I really had to pee. Yeah, I can look past it. You get this.
You get one.
If you do anything wrong tonight, you're leaving. But you get this one. Same with the women. If women go in, pee before we have a chance to get there.
Which never happens. Ever.
And you go, sorry, I really had to pee. Fine. You get this one. You do anything else wrong tonight, if you're annoying even in the slightest bit, you're leaving.
I need someone to explain something to me. I don't know if you guys can do it. Why do women need to go in pairs in a single occupancy bathroom? Why?
I think we need a woman for that.
Probably. But my theory, my hypothesis, is that they don't want to touch the toilet seat, so they need another woman to hold them up.
But now you're above peeing
the bowl.
But now you're peeing on your friend.
No, 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 no. So they're still sitting. They're sitting, but being held up above the bowl.
But so how are you sitting and not hitting the bowl? Or are you sitting with your pants on?
No, they take their pants off, and then they go to sit down, but the friend just pulls them, so they're not on the bowl, but they're still in the sitting position.
I don't know.
It's the only thing that makes sense to me, because women shouldn't have to pee together. And I understand if you're alone and don't want to be left alone, you go into a normal bathroom together. That's one thing. But the single occupancy bathroom, which
you can lock,
I generally look past, right? I generally look past. If two women go into the single occupancy bathroom,
two.
I'm not four. Two, not four. Yes.
Two girls, one toilet.
I get it. You want to have a friend. You want to continue your gossip. You want to be held above
the stupid toilet. Selfies.
Stupid selfies in the bathroom. Sure. I can look past two women. It might be, I think sexist is the word I have to use for that one. It might be a little sexist to say that two women can go into the bathroom as opposed to two men.
We get that all the time, though. It's like, you just told me I couldn't go in there with him, but two girls just went in. I tend to also look a little past that. Maybe we'll get fired.
Because I get it. Women, it is documented throughout history that women can't physically pee alone when in a group setting. For whatever reason, they have to go together.
I think it's a safety thing for them.
Yeah, but when you're in a single occupancy bathroom, there's no safety issue anymore. You lock the door behind you.
I can say, like, if you're walking your friend to the bathroom because you're at a bar, I get it. But you don't need to go in there and wipe her butt for her. So I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
But a guy and a girl go in the bathroom together.
That's a problem, because they're going to do something.
Back to your original point, don't fuck in my bathroom.
And if you're in the single occupancy bathroom, because we have three bathrooms, right? We have the single occupancy downstairs, and we have a separate men and women's room upstairs. And if you go into the single occupancy bathroom, you and a woman, or you and a man, depending on who you are, and we go over and we bang on the door and say, all right, one at a time, and you don't open the door, you're just digging yourself a deeper grave.
Or you do open the door, but then you argue and try to slam the door in our face.
Well, you do open the door and say, we're just peeing, and try to slam the door in the staff's face.
And we do have a code to get in the bathroom.
So you can lock it. I'll unlock it.
I'll lock it real fast. Or I'll just throw my shoulder into it.
And not the bath, not the downstairs bathroom.
No, up here.
Yeah, up here.
Up here, yeah.
Yeah, but the down one is an actual door.
Yeah, an actual keypad lock.
Keypad lock, yeah. I mean, we have the code for it. We can get ourselves in. We don't need you anymore. You're going to leave. But if we knock on the door and you open and go, what? It's like one at a time. Oh, sorry.
And then slam the door.
Well, if you come out, fine. If you slam the door,
you're both going.
You're both leaving now. And if I bang on the door and say, hey, man, one at a time, oh, it's my wife. Your wife can't pee by herself.
I don't want to go to the bathroom with my wife.
I don't even want to see my wife sometimes.
Not dear, bro. That's your fault.
I'm not even married.
She never got married after that comment.
Yeah. Good thing Diggs can edit.
Who said I wanted this edited? But
don't.
Do you remember 4'6" Vin Diesel?
Wish Vin Diesel.
You here for that?
I don't think so.
You were here for that, right? This dude, his wife,
I saw the video.
And/or girlfriend and her friend all go into the bathroom. So I go over and bang on the door. I say, let's go. Nobody answers. Bang on the door again. This dude comes out, 4'6". Looks like, you know, he's bald. So 4'6" Vin Diesel was the first thing that came out of my mouth. And he goes, what did you say to me? I'm like, I called you 4'6" Vin Diesel. It's time for you to calm down. And, like, you're leaving. We're peeing. It's like, no, you're leaving. And his girlfriend comes out of the bathroom, or his wife, whatever. Some female comes out of the bathroom and starts touching my face. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. No, it's not fine. You don't work here. You don't own the bar. You don't get to tell me what is and is not fine. Probably not.
Touching your face.
So when the female bartender comes over and rips the lady friend away from touching my face, which is entirely within her right, you know, drags her away. And the dude looks over, sees female bartender, and thinks he's man enough to push her. I'm looking down on you.
Literally.
I am looking literally and down on you. Yes. And you want to get physical with a female bartender? What kind of bitch are you? It's like, now I'm dragging you out. And I grab him, wrap him up. We go to get him out. And the bartender has used the lady friend's face to open the door. It's a great
That was the video. Greatest video.
I wish we saved it because it was awesome. All the way to the door. And we finally throw him out. And he's outside running his mouth. It's like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, we didn't even hit you. We've removed you from the bar without striking you other than physically dragging you out of the bar. You want to get physical? I can take the first punch. There are many documented cases. I'm not the strongest. I'm not the best fighter. I'm not going to say that. But if you punch me in the face, I'm going to take it. And then somebody's going to hit you, either me or y'all or Joe. Joe is my pit bull.
Joe was there that night, wasn't he?
Joe was there that
night. I was there.
Joe was right there with me that night.
I was upstairs that night.
You were. But like every time I've ever been punched, and it's always in the face. I have a very punchable face, apparently. But every time I get punched, I have to look at him and go, go. And then he can hit them because I never get close enough.
And
I get punched and I go, Joe, and he hits them, and then they leave. And it's very unfortunate because I got a lot of find out to give. And they fuck around, but they're already gone. I'm not going to continue the fight in the street. It's not our problem at that point. As soon as they leave the bar, my job is done. They left the bar. Listen, there were instances.
There are definitely times where the fight was still in the street.
If an employee.
We've been there with an employee. I've been there with you.
If an employee is in the streets and they are currently involved in a physical altercation.
Yes, we don't leave one alone.
Obviously not going to leave them alone. In which case, I'm going to hit somebody in the streets. However, if there is a separate fight outside that is not involving an employee or a person of the bar whom we particularly care about, I am not going to get involved other than...
Like when said bartender became a werewolf?
I was involved for that.
So was I.
Yeah, no, well, the lady wanted
it for that.
What's that?
We were
all there for that.
If you want to get into a fight with the bartenders outside the bar for whatever stupid reason you have... And then you assault and break skin and
bite.
And well, that's but
why the fuck would you bite?
If you bite and break skin on my bartenders because they told you you can't stay in the bar after close.
After you're fucking on the dance floor.
After you were trying to fuck on the dance floor. And we've removed you from the building. If you want to still argue with them and then assault, because she threw the first.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because
I mean, I definitely.
Lisa was just like this, pushing her out. And then she leaned in and fucking
bit her,
like.
And then pulled her hair. It's like. I had this girl on the ground. She was on the ground because somebody else came and whipped her to the ground. I'm holding this female on the ground because I know the police are coming because the police are already outside. And I saw the guy get out of his cruiser. When he walked over, I looked up at him and I said, I'm not letting her go until you tell me to. While her boyfriend is screaming behind me, I'm not putting my weight on her. I'm not attacking her. I'm not choking her. I'm not nothing. I'm just holding her.
I had her boyfriend in the headlock.
And you had the boyfriend in the headlock. He was getting aggressive with it for no fucking reason. If he had come over and hit me, I'd have hit them both.
He wouldn't have been able to get back up after.
Correct. So the cop goes and talks to him. Another cop shows up. Same thing. I look up. I see new face badge. And I go, hey, as I told him, I'm not letting her go until you tell me to. And he goes, okay, well, we're putting her in handcuffs.
Okay.
Before we get her into handcuffs, because I was helping score. The boyfriend tries to get aggressive with the cop and then gets tased. Now she's freaking out on the ground under me and the cop.
You got tased twice because the first one of the prongs, the first shot missed. Yeah.
He gets tased. He gets cuffed. She finally gets cuffed. Her weave falls off. She gets up. My ancestors are going to get you.
The fuck?
Bring it.
Like,
my ancestors are alcoholics. Salute. Like, what do you want from me?
What a fucking night that was.
But Thanksgiving Eve amateur night is the biggest drinking night of the year, as opposed to popular belief. It is not St. Patrick's Day. It is not Christmas. It is not Thanksgiving Eve. It is Thanksgiving Eve because everybody comes home from school and they want to drink. And for whatever reason, that's the night. And those are the nights that you Uber.
Those are the nights that we catch all your IDs, mostly.
Everybody that comes home from college, oh, I'm 19. I have a fake ID. It worked in school. It's not going to work here.
No, it's not.
This isn't your college bar either, while we're on bar etiquette.
No.
If you go to your college bar and they let you dance in the bar, and I know some that do. You know, I went to Bridgewater State. We had one trash bar in town, all right? They let you do whatever you want.
Did you dance on the bar?
I don't dance.
Did you get on the bar and show them your dummy?
It was the body shots, girl.
I was the body shot. My belly button's deep enough. It's almost a double. So they had a shot ski. They had a ski that with four shots.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
And it was, you know, shot skis are fun, but this bar was trash. Like, there was a stripper pole at the DJ booth. Like, it was, you didn't go there for the.
We don't need one of those here.
No, God, no. We need a DJ booth, but we don't need a stripper pole.
No, but pay your tab.
If you can't afford to drink at a bar, don't come out drinking at a bar. If every week we are chasing you down to pay your tab, or you give us your card. So what happens at this bar, you order a drink, you open a tab, you give us your card. At the end of the night, if you leave without paying your tab, we have your card. We can at least run it. But if you give us your card and we run it because you left and it's insufficient funds, if it happens once and we know who you are.
Shit happens. We get it.
Shit happens. We get it.
But if it happens
multiple times and we know who you are, hate you.
I love how you get so close. It's like,
if it happens multiple times,
you're done.
And we know who you are.
There's no more tab.
There's no reason for you to come. You should now be paying cash for everything or close out after every drink.
Yep.
Because if you, and then we still do this with one, I won't name this name.
No, no names
will,
on that.
It will give him that privacy. But if you come to the bar and you drink and you can't pay your own tab, you should not be going out to the bar. Now, I'm not going to defend him. I will say there's a chance that other people are also putting their drinks on his tab.
Yes.
And I will give him that for one, maybe two of the times, but this happens regularly.
I mean, you shouldn't rely on Venmoing the bartenders.
You shouldn't have to Venmo, PayPal, Cash App the bartenders. You should be able to pay it. If you can't afford to go out, there are nights I can't Venmo, afford to go out.
If you can Venmo out a bartender, you can pay your fucking tab. Because the money's right there. You're Venmoing. The money's
there somewhere.
Fucking pay it. Transfer it to your account. I get checking to savings. Savings to checking, something that takes a while, but...
It's you know, I got to move money from my checking to my savings. It takes two to three days, you know?
And then back to the checking. But we get it.
Yeah.
But if you're Venmoing, you can afford to pay your tab. And on that, well, with paying your tab, fucking tip. If you don't tip, you're going to be cut off by the bartender.
Here's a pro tip. And I'm going to stare right at you, whomever you are.
Here's a pro tip.
If you want to come to a bar and you don't want to wait for a beverage, you get a drink. You close out that tap or you pay cash. Either way, your first drink you pay for entirely, including the signature and tip, and you tip well. If you buy one drink, we'll say it's $10. $10 is an even number. 20% of 10, right?
Yeah.
Four.
No.
That'd be 40%.
I know.
You're looking at like $2.53.
20% of 10 is two, but you're paying at least four, right? So your new 20% becomes 40%. Because if you tip well on one drink and the bartenders know you tip well on that drink, they will come to you every time you're waiting for a drink. Your other option is to work here. We don't want you. But if you tip well on your first drink and the bartenders know it, they will come to you every time. And if your first drink is $10, you open a tab, you close, you give them your card, you close out that drink. If your second drink, you open a tab, they will still remember that you tipped well and they will come to you when you're waiting. It's a good way to avoid
being ostracized by the bartenders.
Yes. If you get a drink, if you get a Heineken, a Corona, whatever, $5 for a Corona
something like that, yeah.
And you don't tip ever, you're not going to get a drink.
They remember that.
They'll eventually get you one.
And they remember that shit from like weeks ago.
And they'll remember it. If you come in regularly and you don't tip,
you're not going to get good service
because there's no incentive. Yes, they get paid cents on the hour.
Right, but their livelihood revolves
around you giving them the tips.
If
we kick you out, your lack of tip doesn't affect us. It affects the bartenders.
We get paid the same regardless.
We're getting paid. I'm getting the same rate every
month. Right,
but if you kick somebody out,
are you confused now?
No, I just have to text our boss. Who's messaging me about an incident last night.
Oh.
But if you tip well, if you come in, you get a drink, you pay for your drink, your first drink, just open, close, or just close, and you tip well, the rest of your drinks, even if you leave it open, will be a little bit speedier than everybody else. And if you come to the bar and you sit there and you snap at the bartenders or you wave money around,
that's not going to.
Or you sit there and wave like an idiot, you're not going to get served any faster. If anything, you're going to get served last. They will skip you, or you will order a Jack and Coke and get Coke. Not that we do that.
Or if you walk by the bartender, or the is going back and forth in front of you, and you're trying to reach out and touch the bartender on the arm.
We cover this right in the beginning. I know, but that's one of those things.
Don't attempt.
And don't try to push away past the bouncer.
And don't push people out of the way at the bar.
We stand at the entrance to the bar for a reason, because people are dumb and try to get behind the bar. Now, there's a good chunk of things you can do behind the bar, but what you're actively going to try to do at that point is get a beverage. And you're not walking up to our bartenders behind the bar to ask for a beverage. If you do that,
you're on the floor.
Walked out of the bar.
After you're on the floor.
And depending on who you touch behind the bar, you will end up on the floor.
Which I have one.
If it's Manny, you're on the floor.
From Manny.
If it's Lisa, you're on the floor, either from Lisa or all Manny, of us, depending on the night, or all of us. You don't touch our boss. Work mom is mom.
Which I have a story of that for Greatest Hits.
Greatest Hits. Greatest Hits is going to be a fun one. We're going to talk about every time that we've ever had to get into a physical altercation with people. We're not going to bring up
names.
We're going to bring up our names, but not like other person names.
Right.
And we're not going to bring up anything that's sitting in a court system so far. But we will bring up names and instances and fun ones. And I will tell you why I got charged and eventually dropped an assault charge. Because
it wasn't my fault.
It was entirely your fault. This is Paulina, everybody.
Don't spill on the board.
I know.
Bless.
I missed my mouth. So bad. I'm a rookie.
Thank you.
Amateur. I know we're an amateur.
Sorry, I'm not an alcoholic, Phil.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Saving it for later.
I'm a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings. Drunks go to the bar.